Ah, Lou Reed, everyone. Good morning.
I hate Lou Reed.
I love
God,
Lou Reed.
Fucking awful. This song is terrible.
You don't like Lou Reed?
No, I don't.
Why?
Take a walk
on the wild side. Oh. He knows how to write a song about New York City, this man.
Oh, it stinks.
It doesn't stink. It was a huge hit.
It was a big hit.
Back in 1972, I think.
It's one of those, the reason I hate it so much, because it's one of those things that you hear on 104.3, it's like, or what you hear on the old NEW, when I would try to hear Sabbath, and they would never play anything I liked. You turn on, it'd be this fucking guy again. He can't sing.
So you would hear this over and over again. Oh, you just wanted your Black Sabbath song.
Or anything but this. He's just the worst.
Oh, I love that song. Oof. It's kind of hack because it's so popular. People go a lot deeper with Lou Reed, certainly.
I like the one, what's the one Ron and Fez used to play at the end? That one I kind of like.
Satellite,
I hadn't heard it.
Satellite
yeah.
of Love.
Yeah, that one I kind of like.
That's a good one.
What about Perfect Day?
I don't think I know that one. I don't go very far with Lou Reed. I go one song deep. And I'm out. I put my foot in the water, and I didn't like the temperature, and that was it.
Take a walk on the wild side. I like it.
I don't ever catch myself listening to that song, but I will listen to Perfect Day over and over again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if I wasn't forced to listen to that on every commercial radio station, it wouldn't be as bad, but oh. Of course, he's just talking.
why does he bother you?
There's emotion in it, though. You can feel like...
He's a New York guy.
And he's got that depression.
Yeah.
He's not happy with himself.
He shouldn't be.
he wishes he could sing.
Yes.
That's what he's sad about.
What'd you do with the money?
What?
That your mom gave you for singing lessons. Did you hear that one?
He paints a nice picture of New York City.
Good, let him do it quietly.
he paints a wonderful picture.
Tell him to keep painting.
Yeah, paint silently.
Well, he's not doing anything these days.
Hope you're better with a brush than your vocals.
Yeah. Perfect Day.
This is okay.
I like Take a Walk on the Wild Side a little better.
Well,
actually, a lot of the stations I worked for over the years, they didn't play it a lot.
I'm just sick of it. It's like one of those things I've been hearing for a year. Like,
yeah.
It's the only... It reminds me of every classic rock station that I hated because they played the same... You know what they do.
I hear you.
Terrible.
The same 100 songs over and over again.
It's endless.
That's how we grew up.
Oh, this one is not that... What does that remind me of that we were just listening to? That Rocky Horror Show era, like 75.
Yeah.
Did someone cover that song?
I feel like it was in a commercial.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard it and enjoyed it more... By someone else.
I think it was I want to say it was at a commercial.
It might have been.
For like car insurance or something. Home insurance or for tamps. Maybe it's a tamp commercial.
No, yeah. I wouldn't say a Perfect Day if it's a tampon commercial.
Well, no, the product makes it a perfect day.
Maybe.
Got to make sure it soaks up all the goodness.
Yeah, that's what she's singing to. I'm glad I spent my day with you. Tamp.
Yeah, I think it's a Tamp commercial.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out. So.
Oh, it was in a PlayStation commercial last year.
Yes, it was.
A lot. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Okay, I felt like it was in a commercial, but it wasn't a Tamp commercial.
No.
Oh, well. They should consider that next time for the new Tamp product.
I could see it fitting.
Man, I don't know about this Caitlyn Jenner. I'll tell you right the F now.
What is there not to know?
There's a lot of airbrushing going on in the photos, but no one wants to mention that part of the story.
Well, I think people know that and they're just trying to be nice because it's...
I think everyone's just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling Sam, it's, if you're an older guy, this is very shocking because we grew up with Bruce Jenner as the most amazing athlete in our country.
That's right.
And the younger generation just sees him as a goofball from a reality show that now has tits.
I did. I always thought he was just some beaten-down house husband.
Right.
Yeah.
So it depends on your age, how you're handling this, I think. I mean, good for Bruce Jenner, who is now Caitlyn Jenner. In the end, good for him.
It's a weird way to preface that statement, but I'll
accept understand,
it.
Because they showed it in the paper today with his giant Olympic legs, winning gold medals, or one gold medal for America.
He's an athletic lady.
And I don't know. I don't know. What do you think, Jimmy?
I haven't seen the other photos other than, as we're talking, I'm looking at the Daily News.
Yeah.
And this is obviously airbrushy, but that's the way it is for anybody who's 60. You know, or how old is 60?
65, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the airbrushing is to be expected, but...
Yeah, well, and there's the hiding of the hands. Yeah.